Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Gabrielle Union strived for the perfection her father always demanded, but as a dark-skinned Black girl, she never felt like she was enough. In our new series, Gabrielle Union, Bigger, Badder, Better, we'll tell you how she learned to embrace the things that scared her and let go of her need to be perfect.
Listen to Even the Rich on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about. On your bravs. Hi, everyone. I'm Ronnie. Guess who I'm with? He's cute, adorable, and maybe one day he's going to be telling us, I'm getting married. It's Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
I am going to a wedding next week, though, which is very exciting. I've mentioned before my cousin's getting married, and he's getting married in that Vanderpump Rules castle that James had his engagement party with at Raquel at the end of last season.
Whoa.
So I'm having a very Vanderpump Rules wedding next weekend. I'm very excited.
Are they calling it the last season wedding?
Awkward.
Been done. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show today. Today is Teresa's big wedding. I know you're all excited. I know I was all excited. Very excited. I have to say, first wedding in a long time I haven't cried at.
Yeah. Also, I thought this wedding episode was going to break the curse of the Bravo wedding for me. It was going to make me amend my theory, which is that all Bravo wedding episodes are crap.
Or shit, yeah.
And unfortunately, this just kind of like bolstered that theory. I'm sorry, I do not like Bravo wedding episodes. I thought this would be funny and chaotic. I feel like there's been like one. I know there's been like one or two chaotic, terrible weddings out there. But honestly, they're terrible because it's like Bravo stops doing the Bravo thing. Bravo becomes sincere. Bravo stops making fun of its stars, because that's what Bravo does. Like, we've heard that like there's something called the Bravo wink. This is a thing that people at development in Bravo use when they give notes to the producers of these shows. Like, where is the Bravo wink in this scene? Where it's kind of like, we know what you're watching is crazy. But with the wedding episodes, they're like, guys, this is real. We're going to submit this to like thenot.com for their award show or something.
Yeah, they take it very seriously. I mean, there was a little nodding. I feel like they were like, listen, this is a big budget episode. Let's bring in some new sound effects people to make, like, can we just have 20 variations of Teresa's an idiot? Can we have that sound effect? Like, they had the little woodblock rattle. That was my favorite one.
Oh, I
think
love
they had a couple
one.
Of slide whistles when Teresa would mispronounce things. They had a couple of, like, doop.
I think I heard the Price is Right, like you failed at Plinko sound.
Well, before we get into it, a couple of announcements. We're on tour. We're finishing up. June is it. Okay. And we're going to a lot of places in June. So buckle up. We start in San Diego. Then we're going to St. Paul. Then we're going to Chicago. Then we're going to Columbus. Then Boston. And we're ending up in the Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut. It's going to be an amazing party of a night. That is where Game of Crowns took place. So
Yes. It's
pretty big for us. So that's a big one. Also, we are on video every day now. If you want new videos, be on Crappens On Demand. Okay? That's on Patreon. It's also where you get our bonus episodes. You get them fresh as they're delivered. If you want them for free, you can watch them on YouTube now. We're putting them all on YouTube. Just go to our Watch What Crappens YouTube. Also, to find out what shows we'll be covering at the live shows, we announce them a week before on our Instagram. So, you know, follow us everywhere. If there's a social media app, search us on there and follow us. Okay, now let's get into Jersey.
Jersey. That was like a weird, like, that was like the horn sound effect that people use, but I had it doing the Price is Right noise. Sort of weird. Very shocking. This episode starts with Teresa saying,
I can't believe I'm getting married.
that squeal. And then she high fives Louie, and we're not using a green screen today, guys. We're using a white screen because it's a wedding.
Yeah.
So it's very like wedding themed. Louie is even not purple at the beginning of this, which I thought was crazy. Like, I don't think I've ever seen Louie not purple.
I know.
I was like, is this the one time you've let Louie have air conditioning? Did Louie leave his dime bag at home? What's going on with Louie and why isn't he purple? I'm not comfortable with pale Louie.
Well, he was more in like a maroon or burgundy space. But yeah, he wasn't that full purple just yet. Maybe it's because Joe Gorga wasn't anywhere on this episode. Only the presence of him.
You have to be around a purple person to become a purple. By the way, I'm pretty red today myself. That said, he's
I'm
still
like
purple.
White today. I'm like blown out today.
You really are. You're super bright. The other day you were super red. Now you're super bright. You're like a little light bright.
I know. Well, you know what? I'm radiating with wedding essence today. So
you're glowing.
I'm glowing.
You deserve this, Ben. You deserve this. You deserve this
cloud
happiness.
And cloud nine is my face.
Okay, so she's like, yeah, we're so excited. It's 2 days away, and I can't believe it. Love is like the fairy tale I always wanted. But instead of a fairy tale, it's Louie and Teresa's fairy tale. Like, it was so special from day one, didn't it? Why is it different from any other fairy tale?
I mean, talk about the Brothers Grimm, right? Like, if anyone could emphasize the idea of Grimm, it's Louie and Teresa having a fairy tale.
There's so many fairy tales that actually make sense with, like, the Princess and the Frog, okay? Mm-hmm. Except, like, a red frog, a dragon frog, if that's a thing. There's Rapunzel, because she's got
frog.
A real estate frog. Then there's Rapunzel, where she can let down that huge weave because that ship would go all the way to the ground.
Red Riding Hood, Big Bad Wolf, you know?
Yeah, all of them. They all kind of work.
Yeah. She's saying, I feel like it was special from like day one. And then we see flashbacks over the past few years of the two of them and their romance and all the high points, including when he hired that saxophonist to celebrate their anniversary and when he pulled out that scroll and everything.
That saxophonist from junior high school that I think is now on tour with Tom Sandoval. So congrats to him.
Yeah, congrats.
Baby's playing musical instruments, so that's always nice.
Yeah.
And then Louie tells us, and of course, this was not planned at all, this engagement. I'm sure she had no idea this was coming. There was a big heart made out of candles on the beach and a giant neon sign that says, marry me.
Marry me.
Yeah. Light luggage. It was light luggage that trip.
Yeah, exactly. And Louie's like, oh, God, you know, I actually proposed to Teresa in Santorini, and it was a whole production, you know, the bow, the fireworks, the everything, this and that, and the other thing. And then she goes,
yeah, well, you know, the Greeks, I guess they don't understand English, you know?
This is where we get the wind block rattle. It's like, Teresa's an idiot.
It's a lot of confusion about which countries speak English on this show, you know? Between Teresa and Brittany.
New Jersey thinks they're the only country. They probably think they're a country. And they're the only country that knows English. The rest of us are just borrowing.
Teresa, like, Brittany is shocked that people in Ireland can speak English. And Teresa is surprised that people in Greece can't speak English.
So it's like, yeah, they were supposed to, they did it at the wrong time.
She's like, yeah, because they were supposed to wait for me to go, yeah, and then, but they let the fireworks off instead. So I just said, you know, will you be with me till we die? And then I thought he shot me, but he didn't. I'm so lucky.
Yeah, apparently when the fireworks went off, she just started looking at the fireworks show. And I guess maybe didn't even notice there was a giant, like, sparkler sign that said, marry me. And he's, like, apparently down on one knee. Like, that is so Teresa. Like, Teresa, I want to ask you something that I've been wanting to ask you for a long time. I'm going to get down.
Fireworks. Look at that.
That was
wow.
So funny. He says, I got on my knee, and she kept getting overwhelmed by the fireworks. And after a minute, I had to say, did you say yes? I mean, that is just so Teresa.
Oh, my God. It's like fire, but it's in the sky. I can't believe they got July 4 here. But it's not even July 4. That's so nice.
So then she was like, yeah, we got to savor these moments before we become husband and wife. So I don't know what she's talking about.
What
but
does that mean? Does she not want to be husband and wife?
You know, you can only have these moments before you're married and it all goes to shit. Listen, she's been down this road before, okay?
Yeah.
She's married a crazy person before, a man with a vile temper before. Of course, Judice looks like an angel compared to this guy. I mean, Judice looks like he's been doing yoga for years compared to this guy, meditating and shit. I mean, Judice's worst was like, my bitch wife is coming. This guy's like hiring private eyes and calling other people's jobs to get them fired and shit. Like, this guy's vile.
Yeah. I wonder why Judice looks so relaxed. Is it something about spending his time splitting it between like the Caribbean and the Amalfi Coast in Italy? Gosh.
Yeah. best criminal ever. Like,
yeah, best deportation ever.
Yeah, best deportation. It's like, go to glamorous Italy. He's living his best. He's got like a dildo company and he lives in Italy and fucking the Caribbean, the Bahamas, whatever. Like, he's like, fine.
Oh, shucks. He doesn't get to have a one bedroom in Tenafly. So
I'm sure he's so depressed.
I know. So then we get a thing on the screen. It's like an envelope with fancy scriptive font that's like, you're invited to Teresa and Louis' rehearsal dinner. It sort of has this like low rent 1993, like, corporate video thing that comes up on the screen. And yeah,
this is so your friend who wants you, like, you look at their list of shit that they want and everything's like $1,000. They're like, oh, I registered for everything between $500 and $10,000. Okay. Yep. Enjoy this wedding list of gifts that you could, what do you call it?
Registry.
Yeah. Look at this registry. Yeah, but then their invites are like the free ones from the internet. It's like you are invited to.
I know. It reminded me of, remember the first time you got to use like Print Shop,
yes,
or like a graphics application on your computer, and you're like, oh my god, I can print fake menus now. You know, and then you're like, clip art. I can wait. Are you telling me I can put an old timey finger pointing to the right on my on my Dude, documents?
Every like kid back then out. Was like, mac and cheese night. And then there would be like clip art of a chef in a chef's hat.
And fancy font and like a border. Remember, oh, the borders, the checkered border around the edges. It was like the best. That's where like this, like, you were cordially invited to Teresa's rehearsal dinner. That was what it felt like that post-production was doing.
It's also very Teresa. I wonder if she requested this because Teresa, you know, she holds her events in very high esteem. Like, she's got a very high self-confidence about every single event. And you know that every event had its own invitation. Like, so who was invited to the reception? I was invited to the rehearsal dinner. Were you invited to the wedding? No, I wasn't invited to the ceremony, but I was invited to the rehearsal and the reception. Now, was it the dinner reception or was it the dance reception? It was the dinner reception. I'm invited to the dance reception, but not the dinner. Will you save me a chicken leg from the dinner? It's like Teresa's ass, you know, letting everyone know how important they are by separate invitations. I wouldn't be surprised if that was real.
Yeah, I believe there were many DHL deliveries of strange-shaped invitations that were, like, very heavy and potentially had, like, animals in them. And
I feel like we're giving DHL a lot of shit this week.
You know what? We are. And that's okay, because someone's got to take the shit this week. It's going to be someone or something, and this week it's DHL. Sorry, DHL. Okay, be more reliable. But they're, like, fine, by the way. But I realized, as you were saying that about, like, the invitations to rehearsal dinners and this and that, I was thinking about, like, who else would do that? And I was like, obviously, Sheena did that this season. And then I was like, okay, Sheena had a wedding episode that I could get behind. That was a fun wedding episode because it was just like trashy and it was like a small part of the overall episode.
And it was a normal episode of the show. It wasn't its own spinoff show. And I think that's where they get in trouble. Like Tamara's wedding. Ugh.
Nene's
wedding.
Bethany's entire thing. Bethany peeing in a bucket, you know. All of them.
Candy's wedding was actually pretty fun because it was like a whole drama. You know, like Candy's spinoffs have like her whole own cast and drama and all that stuff going on. But this one, there were too many people on the, you know, like Veronica's obviously very thirsty. This Veronica chick who is Louis' older sister, I think Teresa said was a fan that had met her at a book signing years ago, which I think is hilarious that Teresa now thinks that's adorable when she held it against Jackie for years.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's what I was just about to say.
We didn't get all the messy sisters because, you know, they're all crazy, right? And we see through this episode that Louis comes from a crazy tree. His dad is crazy. His dad's a shyster. He's like an obvious fucking shyster. His son, both of his sons are real cute, but one of the sons, I think it's his older son's the real like cute one, like winky
Louis,
one.
Louis Jr. or Louis
the Crazy third. Eyes. That one's got crazy eyes. And he's looking at everybody with crazy eyes, like he's trying to fall in love at this wedding. And then his brother David's real fucking weird too. So
didn't they have a fight with David about a pizza oven last season? Didn't they like have, or wasn't it like that they were making pizza together? They'd had a fight the day before where they almost like choked each other or something.
I think they were just bickering over the pizza, right? Like, that's not how you do the crust.
Pizza ovens. Really,
we're doing it that way.
A divisive issue for Louis, pizza ovens.
Yeah. Louis gets real heated around pizza ovens.
No pun intended. Wow.
Wow. In conclusion, wow.
Wow, chefs.
So we are now at the rehearsal dinner at this estate that's like on a hill or something. And she's like, I picked this place because of the view and because it was free. And Louis's like, oh, I love you. Wait, hold on. Let me kiss you. Yeah. Oh. And so they're like kissing and everything. And Teresa's like,
I never thought I would ever find the love of my life. But then when turns out that like if you see a narcissist walking on the street and you say hi to him, then it all works out. It's so crazy. I was like walking down the street with my friends and then he popped up behind a bush. And I said, is he following me? And he said, yeah. And I said, that's so romantic. Oh my God, let's get married.
This guy clearly stalking her.
Clearly. I just happened to be walking down the street. There he was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So Louis like, with the tree, I was like, I think I'm falling in love. In love with you. And she was like, really? And then I was like, you know, any of my faults, Teresa loves them just as much. And she's like, oh, you don't have any faults. And he's like, yeah, well, no, I have a fault. I sit down when I pee. It's like, that's your biggest self-described fault, is that you sit down when you pee?
But then Teresa's like,
yeah, I like that.
Oh, really? Is that a thing? Is that a thing that people have? Like, man, I'm looking for a guy who sits down to pee. I can't wait to find it. Also, I like when she's like, you don't have any faults. Do you not subscribe to people? Listen, I don't look at you as a huge reader or anything, but girl, that has pictures in it that clearly describe that he's nuts.
I just like that like this guy who's supposedly so introspective and is all about like self-awareness, the fault that he lists is that he sits down to pee. And that's not even a fault. That's just like a preference.
So then the guests start arriving and I'm calling future problems with Iris, Louis's mom, because she's a camera whore. Okay. There, I said it, Lou. I said it, Iris. Okay. You better calm the fuck down. Teresa's not going to have this. So Iris comes and Dolores and Paul and Veronica, the sister who's too much. She's like, oh, the necklace came out great. Let me see the shoes. Oh, what numbers are in pie? Just kidding, Toots. Just kidding. Love you. Numbers are in love you.
That's just a cruel thing to ever ask Teresa, even in a joke, Ronnie, even in a theoretical. So Teresa's like,
oh, Veronica, the sister I never had. She's actually marrying us, and I couldn't ask for a better officiant, which is, as we all know, someone who's an aunt to a fish.
And Jen comes in, and she's got her LVs all over her pattern, you know, which I think is kind of tacky. You're at a wedding, okay? Like, we know you have LV. Like, can you just wear something simpler? I feel like that's tacky.
You are asking, you're making a very big ask of a lady from New Jersey, okay? Just wear something simpler.
Yeah, and Dolores is like, are you ready, bride? Are you ready? Because it's your day. And she tells us, Teresa and I have been friends for 28 years now. I've seen Teresa go through so much, but it's so comforting to see she's found her Prince Charm. Have you ever heard Teresa say anything like this about Dolores? No, I have never. This is an unfair friendship. You know who's been through a lot? Dolores.
Yeah.
That's who. Dolores was like a prison guard. She fucking married Frank, who was breaking couches in anger and fucking girls out in their bushes and like going down the shore and like fucking everybody there while she was pregnant. You never hear Teresa like,
you know why I'm so happy for you that you found Fred Flint, the Irish version of Fred Flintstones. Like, congratulations.
Does Teresa even know that Dolores and Polly are dating?
I don't know. Like,
it's like she's never, if I feel like she's never said, like,
I'm so happy for Delora. She finally got a good guy. Like you said,
like, she doesn't seem to have ever had an opinion about any of the people in Dolores's life.
Yeah, because even when they knows. Yeah, because even in Ireland, which was about Dolores and her relationship, even though it was for Teresa's party, when people would say, Dolores, it's your turn next, Dolores, she'd go, oh, yeah, because at my bridal shower. She'd always, like, change it into being about her bridal shower and shit.
It's so true. I mean, this is classic Tree. Also, we should mention that not only is Jen there, but Bill Aiden, and he's like, it's a hot day today. Ooh, it's going to be sizzling hot at the rehearsal dinner today.
Ding dong. Sweat. Ding dong. Did someone call a fireman? Bill Aiden was the most Bill Aiden he's ever been in this episode.
He really was.
They, like, dipped Bill Aiden in Bill Aiden before sending him out for this episode.
Truly.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's Come.
From Wondery comes a new series, Flipping the Bird, Elon versus Twitter. A story about what happens when the richest man on the planet decides to acquire a powerful social media company in the name of free speech. But does he have what it takes?
It started off promising.
Or is this all just about Elon?
He's essentially mad that his tweets aren't performing as well as he would have expected them to.
It really just felt like, okay, this really is just a platform being ruled by a dictator who does things on his own whims.
And what will be left of Twitter by the time he's done?
Basically, my entire team was gone. By the end of it, infrastructure was just completely gutted. He'll, like, tweet a thing, and then everyone's like, we gotta work on that now, because he tweeted it.
I'm supposed to believe this man is a genius.
It just felt like everything was kind of descending into chaos.
Follow Flipping the Bird wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to episodes ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Marshall.
So Teresa's now saying, like,
you know what? It was, like, really disappointing to have to tell my daughters that Zia Joe and Zia Melissa are not going to be coming to the wedding.
And Gabriella's like, Mom, they're not coming. This is Gabriella's big coming out episode.
Yes.
Because Gabriella used to never speak. She used to be the one that doesn't look like anybody in the family and doesn't ever speak, right? That was her thing. And now she's like, I will be the star of the show. Thank you. Hi, I'm Gabriella, clocking in, finally. So she comes in and she's like, Mom, they're not coming. Did he even call you, Ma? Did he send you a text? That's the least he could have done. And she's holding her phone in that bitchy way where she means business. She's like, I'm holding my phone in the power position. I will not have this, Mother. And she's like, all right. Well, you know what? I found out through Dolores, all right? God, I wish Dolores could find somebody.
I wish she didn't have to spend all her time on social media.
So, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I just wouldn't have said that to my daughters. I would have been like, yeah, they can't make it. Not like I had to find out through Dolores, you know. So Teresa's like,
yeah, I would have loved for Joe to have been there. So that way, like, I could have humiliated him a little bit more in front of all the people of Bravo. But, like, never in a million years would I have thought he wouldn't have been there after I went out of my way to learn about and help spread rumors about his wife cheating.
Oh, gosh. So, Louis, well, you know I'm on Team Tree with that one. So, we'll just have to agree to disagree. And that's called marriage. Bing. So then Louis and Bill, by the way, have we ever talked about...
Go ahead. I was going to say, I do think that Melissa and Joe should have gone to the wedding despite everything. I will say that. I do think that they should have.
Yeah, but this is right after they filmed the thing and Melissa was, like, determined to have her fit, which we found out she knew all this information the whole season. And that whole finale was such a mess. God, what a fun mess, though. That was a fun mess. It was a good finale. Great finale. But, I think, and I'm just going to go ahead and piss everybody off now and not hold this opinion. Melissa and Joe suck still. I think they're horrible fucking human beings. And I think them not only not showing up, but going out of their way to, like, bully, maybe, I guess, is not the best word.
Yeah, that's tacky. No, they're being solely tacky on social media.
Being extremely tacky. And, like, not bullying, but taunting her on social media that she wasn't there and trying to get their own publicity on her wedding. You guys fucking suck. You both suck. And I hope Home Depot never lets you back in, or Clappers, or whatever the place that you danced at. I hope that you're not allowed in either of those places anymore. You deserve it, you fucking monsters.
Yeah, I think they should have gone to this wedding, and they can still be mad at Teresa, and they can still be like, fuck this bitch, because by the way, half the people at that wedding were probably feeling that way. I think they should have still gone, because like, ultimately in the long run, it's the right thing to do. Plus also, like, it's just a smart thing to do if you're going to war against your someone like Teresa, because you can say, and I still went. I went to your wedding. I supported you. Like, you just, like, don't even have your – you've removed your biggest piece of ammo. You've given her a big piece of ammo. So yeah. They should have gone.
Yeah. So Louis is this is what I was going to say. We haven't ever discussed the name change of Louis. Louis was spelled L-U-I-S, okay? Louis is Dominican, Mexican, and Puerto Rican. Is what he has said in interviews. I looked it up just because I was curious, you know? Not that it really matters. But his name is Luis, right? So they call him Louis. And then they've now changed the spelling to Louis to be L-O-U-I-S. And I guess Teresa did...
So may I interrupt? So it was not L-O-U-I-E anymore? Now it's L-O-U-I-S?
No, it wasn't ever L-O-U-I-E. It was L-U-I-S. It was Luis. But she would pronounce it Louis. And so now this year they started spelling it L-O-U-I-E. And that's not cool. That's erasure. Okay? And I don't appreciate not the band. I don't think that's very nice.
We actually did talk about this because I raised similar confusion about like is it Louis or Louis? Why can't we get a consistent spelling? Because I would see L-U-I-S and then I would see L-O-U-I-E. And someone did respond at one point and said his name is, I may have this inverted, so apologies. His name is Louis, spelled L-U-I-S, or Luis, but his nickname is Louis, and so the nickname is spelled L-O-U-I-E.
Oh God, that's so Teresa.
His name is spelled.
This is just such Teresa, and it doesn't really matter. Like, who cares? It's just so Teresa to be like, when she came out, she's like, my name isn't Judaism anyways, all right? It's Judah Chang. It's like French. It's like a Judah Chang. That's how it's pronounced. And we're all, everyone, and didn't she say that at a reunion? And everybody's like, no, it's not. Girl, I've known you for 30 years. Your name is Judaism. She's like,
it's Judah Chang.
They're like, no, it's not. And so she tried that for a year. And then we finally all learned it. Because, you know, you respect people's new names or whatever. And then we all learned it. And then she just went back to Judas without telling us. You need to work on your branding. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That would help. So it's more people are filtering into this rehearsal dinner. Louis has some actually relatively good looking business partners, and this one guy.
They're the best
middle
scammers. There. Can't get scammed by an ugly person.
That's
very
right.
Rare.
You gotta have hot people in your real estate firm. You know, selling ton of fly. So they're standing at like a high top, like the business partners, and Bill's there too. And so one guy's like, "Hey, Bill, so you're a plastic surgeon? Like, what do you think about my cheekbones?" And Bill's like, "Well, there's a little hollowness, but we all get it. I mean, you know, I'm never really opposed to poking on into some hollowness and seeing what happens. Have you ever explored another man's hollowness? It's a thrilling experience."
I love Bill that he just said that. Instead of like, no, you're perfect. You don't need me at all. He's like, yeah, there's a little hollowness, you old fuck. Come on in. Here's my card. Like, don't ever ask a plastic surgeon jokingly to tell you what you need done. They do have Sharpies in their pocket, and they will start drawing right on you. Okay.
They will literally, and they'll make you feel bad about something you didn't realize you felt bad about.
Yes,
like,
that's
yeah, you
job.
Look great. I mean, that elbow fat, I'd be concerned about. I'm like, wait, what? Elbow fat? I was asking about my brows, but now I'm concerned about my elbows.
So I know,
my
here for Botox, and you're like, you know what? I think it's so sweet that you have the anti-arm. When you wave, your underarm just jiggles like that. That is so comforting. Kids love that.
No, you're an exceptionally handsome man, except for that cavernous quality in your cheekbones. Come on in. We can do a full exam.
Now just stay still. It's just going to be a small prick. So Louis's like,
okay, cheeks for my groomsmen, I got two sons. I got Nicholas, Louis. I got my brother, David. I got my two business partners, Fernando and Joe. I got my friends from down at the mall, Nick, Garrett, Joe, Bill. I picture Bill, like what? Bill's going to be in my life how long? Like forever. That's what I think. Forever.
There's a guy named Randy who I met at a kiosk. He sold me like the case for my phone. Great guy. I think he's going to be in my life forever, so he's a groomsman also.
Yeah, he's got like the Cricket mobile staff there. Like, wow, I'm glad that you guys can have like 97 people here, except for Teresa's family. You wouldn't ask, but yes, literally everybody else in the city you asked.
So Teresa's like,
here are my bridesmaids. I got my four daughters. I got Carrie Ann, who's my assistant. She's like my bridesmaid slash doing everything for the bridesmaids. I got Dolores, Jen. I got Louie's sister Jennifer. I got like my best friend Rosanna. Unfortunately, the other Rosanna can't be there, so only one Rosanna. And like, there was a girl from the Piercing Pagoda, and also a girl named Susan who works at Yoga Land sometimes.
These are people who's rooting for us. That's what we want at our wedding. Only people who's rooting for us.
So then we go to Gia, who's with Jen and Dolores, you know, and they're like, oh my God, Jen's that person who goes to your event and she's kind of making it all about you, but in a way that's making it about her really loudly. You know, like, look how much I care, baby. She's like, how are you doing, daughter of the bride? Look over here, everybody. It's the daughter of the bride. How's it going? That's how you feel. What are you wearing? Who are you wearing? Who's the designer, baby? Daughter of the bride over here. I got the first interview.
Gia's like, well, the only thing that stressed out my mom was my uncle. And then Gia tells us, when I heard he wasn't coming, I was just like, wow. At this point, it's like you really didn't, you just like completely burnt a bridge. Like it's over for everybody, including me and my sisters.
You know, I feel bad because there were a lot of things that aren't good. And if you can't move forward, if you can't let go. If you can't move to the living room if you're thinking of the dining room, and you can't move to the dining room if you're thinking about the kitchen, then you can't walk from the kitchen to the living room to the dining room to the kitchen. How are you going to think in triangles? I'm just saying.
Hey, how about this? I think we should just focus on what's happy about the next 2 days. No Melissa Gaga, okay? Your mom's really happy. Louis's so happy. He's turning the color of an eggplant right now, and I think I actually see the eggplant emoji in his pants. Wow, just focus on the happy things, Gia, baby.
Melissa's not happy, but if we all threw some ones at her while she twirled on a pole, she might be. So let's just send her some ones and call it a day, baby.
And Dolores is like, I want nothing more for them to be there and stand together and give her and have Joe give her away. And Jen's like,
that's not a fucking fairy tale, baby. There aren't always happy endings.
Which I think is funny because Teresa's literally backstage going,
it's a fairy tale.
I know. Jen was probably just hanging out with her brother while he forced her to listen to Into the Woods soundtrack. Yeah. So people, everyone's heading now. Now it's time to go down to dinner. It's dinner time. So they go down and Teresa's like, oh, how beautiful. Like, Teresa, have you even looked at the venues that you chose for your events? She's always like,
look at this room. Oh, my God. There's a table. Oh, my God.
She sent Rosanna out to find free shit and she's just showing up wherever's free. So this is where Iris, Louis's mom, really oversteps, I think. So she comes and she's like right in between them and she's like, I'm so proud of you that you found love, Louis. Congratulations. And to you, Teresa, congratulations. And Tree does the whole like,
she reminds me of my mom because she had kids and then also my mom had kids too. So it's like they're both moms. So she's like a mom and I had a mom too. It's so nice.
And so Iris is like, oh, God, does she look good? Does he look good? Do I look good? That's the question. Okay. God, I'm so excited for tomorrow. And Teresa's fine. She won't leave. Like, she's standing there in the middle of them, kind of soaking up all the attention of everybody saying, what a beautiful family. And finally, Teresa's like,
all right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Like, walk away, old woman.
Teresa also does make some time to give another dig at Joe Giudice because she's like,
you know, my mom would have loved Louis, but like, because my mom, he did not like Joe Giudice. She did not want me to marry Joe Giudice whatsoever, but I knew my soulmate would be out there.
So another classic, like, from Teresa, although I support this one. fully. I support this.
I do too, except how many times has Tree told us how in love she was with Joe Giudice and she's never going to leave Joe Giudice. And even after everything that happened, Joe is her charming and he never cheated on her. I mean, she's laid this delusional crap on us for years. Okay. Yeah. Therese is not the brightest bulb on the tree, but everyone can smell smoke. Okay. I mean, I guess there's people with no sense of smoke, there's but even their eyes that. Or sense of smell, but even their eyes burn. You know what I mean? She's not that dumb. She's still got some instinct. I would hope.
So Louis makes a toast. Louis Sr. makes a toast where he's like, hey, everyone, thank you. And then while he's doing the toast, Louis, regular Louis, tells us, like, growing up, I had a hard time with my dad. My dad was an alcoholic. So I had to be the alpha of my family, you know, because when people look at me, they think, Louis, alpha. Am I right? So, you know, I was the oldest son, and my dad was very hard on me, and he's a recovered alcoholic now, and I've done a lot of healing with him, and I've taught him how to, like, clench your jaw real tight till your face turns the color of Grimace from McDonald's. It's great.
So I thought it was funny that Louis, so they announced their dad's going to speak, right, and Louis' eyes were like this. He got really furious bug eyes. Like, he doesn't just get bug eyes, he gets, like, squinty bug eyes, where he's like, like, they're scary eyes. And so he got those eyes like, you better watch it, old man. I was like, what the hell? How could you possibly be mad at this person played by George Costanza's father on Seinfeld? Like, how could you get mad at Mr. Stiller? Okay.
Yeah.
But then the dad gets up there and we see where Louis gets it. Because he's like, no, everyone, we're blessed. We've been so blessed, beyond blessed. And I know the day that I go to the big casino up in the sky, I'm going to be comfortable because there's a woman who's got your back. There's a woman who's got your back. Now, I'm going to send around cards. Everybody write your social security and your mother's maiden name on them, and we'll call it a day. I was like, these very used car salesmen, I don't trust him.
Yeah, and speaking of the big casino in the sky, if I should pass before my debts are cleared, let me just say sorry in advance, and I may owe some money to the Harris Corporation. All right, good night, everyone.
So Jen goes and sits by Paul. And she's like, hey, Pa, you're still from Ireland? He's like, yes, well, I can't change where I was born, so yes, I'm still Irish.
Well, you want to have some whiskey with me? I love whiskey. Yeah.
And he goes, oh, you like whiskey, do you? Yeah, we should have an Irish party. We should make this an Irish wedding. Enough of the Irish shit. Cut the shit, Paul, okay? You've had, like, your month.
Yeah, and then she's like, you know, I don't really like the taste of whiskey, you know, but I love the effect, you know. I'm like, you know, you could get the same effect from literally any other alcohol, right?
So he gives her this look like, you're a fucking moron. Okay, and that's where it looks like this interaction ends. But after this show, I watched Dance Queens, my new favorite Bravo show, even though we're not covering it. I fucking love that show. I encourage you all to watch it. It's classic Bravo. Please watch it. I'm begging you. It needs to come back on the air. Okay, so anyway, I'm watching that, and they're like, and now an extended scene from Teresa's from Teresa's wedding. And so it's this scene, and it continues. She's like,
yeah, I don't like bourbon. What's the taste of it?
So Louis's like, all right, I'm going to give a speech now. So he stands up. She's like,
yeah, well, you know what? Here's what I'm going to give a speech about. Whiskey and bourbon, I love it. You like it?
She's like taking shots and just talking like no one is giving a speech. So Jen apparently got wasted at this thing and made an ass out of herself. And everyone's trying to give speeches, and Jen just kept talking through them. And then she's like,
wow, this food is delicious, baby.
She's just like shoving food in her mouth during the speeches. I was dying. I can't believe they cut all that out.
How could they cut it, considering there were so many dull moments happening, you know? So Teresa's like, well, I can't wait to party tomorrow night. We're going to dance all night long. I'm all about the dancing. Dancing Queen's coming to Bravo soon.
I am sorry, but you have to keep talking because I'm doing something extremely important right now. I'm getting a screenshot that I need to show everybody of Priscilla's mask.
Oh, I have one of Teresa and her mask. Should I put that up as well?
Yeah, you do Teresa, and I'm going to do Priscilla.
I'm going to airdrop this over to my laptop, because I took a picture, and I was like, I don't think these were actually COVID masks. Is this like a makeup mask that you have to put on in order to, like, not be your skin?
I don't think you're supposed to completely suffocate yourself during COVID. Okay, here's Priscilla. Can you see it? Yes, yes.
Oh yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna, that's really amazing. Okay, I'm gonna do Teresa's. Hold on, I have to convert it because I hate this format. Can I complain about something? Okay, I cannot stand these photos that come out as .heic files instead of JPEG. What the fuck? Why do they have to unleash a new image file on us that like nothing? It doesn't work with anything. Do you notice?
They also
this?
Did that with the web.
Web P files. Stop. We don't need new image formats. They're great.
Now
you have to
open them and then you have to screenshot the photo of the photo and then you get a Pnang. And then so if you need a JPEG, you need to go transfer the Pnang into some other fucking thing.
Oh, you know what you can do? You can do the web P or the HIC, but you have to open up in preview and you have to convert it to JPEG. And it just is
stupid. It's
deeply, deeply unpleasant.
Okay, so anyway, let's go to the makeup suite, which is why we're bringing up these pictures. So Priscilla is in an insane mask. I don't know what it is, but Teresa's in it too.
The Teresa mask is up.
I'm guessing this is like a moisturizing kind of a mask that keeps...
Oh, yeah, it must be a moisturizing mask. Yeah, it is. I thought it was like hard plastic, but now that I look at it more carefully, I think you're right. I think it's
looks like something that it's like you ordered your Teresa online and it came, and then of course it suddenly turns murderous, and then everybody's running. It's like the Megan, you know, the tree.
Well, you know when you get like a new iPhone or something like that, and it has all this like plastic on it that's not like sticky. There's always like a little tab, and you pull it off, and it sort of glides off. This is like. Teresa just came from the Apple store. Like she was actually purchased at the Apple store and you just have to start taking the plastic off before you can start using her.
Yeah. So they're in the makeup suite. Priscilla looks insane. And she's like, honestly, Tree, you have been on such a journey. You deserve all the happiness in the world, Tree. Because Priscilla is old school Bravo. I mean, she's been doing makeup for Bravo celebrities, specifically Real Housewives, for years and years. I mean,
yeah.
If anyone's going to ever write a tell-all, it is going to be Priscilla, and I am going to read it. Priscilla has been making money pretending to be these bitches' friends forever, okay?
Yes.
Now, I don't know if she... really is our friend. Who knows? But you'll never really know because you're paying her. Okay?
Exactly.
But Priscilla's there giving her, you know, friend ploy support, which is cute. And I always love to see Priscilla because she's, you know, like I said, she's a character who's been around forever.
This Priscilla, there's like three makeup artists on Bravo. There's Priscilla. There's that other girl. I forget her name, but she's Kyle Richards' makeup lady who also appears a lot on other people's. And then there was like Joey Maloof. So, like, those are, like, the three makeup people that circle the world of Bravo. Priscilla, I would say, is the main one. She is the queen of them all.
Oh, Priscilla's, yeah. She's the
Priscilla
head.
Is the top.
She's the and head she also, PIC. She's the head priv in charge.
Head priv in charge. And actually, what you can, what you really see later in this episode is she also knows her role as a makeup lady to really, advance a storyline or try to make someone cry or, like, just creating a scene. She really knows what she's doing. Or she attempts. It's not her fault. It doesn't work out. But she knows what her duties are as a makeup person on Bravo.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Tree's like, Lucia and Priscilla, I consider them like my best friends. Sorry, Rosanna, all right? I know them for over 10 years today, and they were both always especially there for me, even with my dad. So they're like practically families. They are.
And Lucia's like, remember when you met him? You were like Goo Goo Gaga. And she was, do you remember? She was saying like all these things like, oh my God, he's sending me Sade. He's sending me Sade music. I'm like, the idea of Teresa trying to figure out Sade is hilarious.
Oh my God, who's Sade? What's this Sade? I don't understand. Is it a crime? I don't get it. So he's Jewish?
Like, it's not Seder. Teresa. So Angie texts Tree. Okay, so we find out that Angie is a nurse from the hospital where her dad was sick. So it's sweet that she gets a text. Now, I would suggest Angie, you know, maybe self-edit because it's a very long text for a wedding day. Okay, Angie, it's 10 pages long. Check your texts. But it was nice. She's like, your dad, I dreamt about your dad. Your dad told me how proud he is of you and how he's at the wedding right now. He's eating a nut. Right now. And she's like, yeah, I would love to have my parents walk me down the aisle. And, you know, it's a sad part. And she's like, let's have an amazing day. And then she keeps reading the text.
They said your brother took a mortgage out on a mansion in heaven and didn't pay it, so they moved back in with me and Louie. It's so nice to still have him around. Oh, my God, no wonder. Did you know that ghost octopus still smells funny? I said, Madonna, Daddy, cook when I'm out, all right?
And so Teresa's obviously very emotional. So she's like, as she's reading it, she starts to like get choked up and she's squeak reading. And it's like, it's actually very sweet. And so I'm like, this is very sweet. But also I'm like cracking up at her voice because she's like, I was like, I'm a terrible person that I'm laughing so hard while she's like crying about her dead parents. But like, I can't resist.
Yeah, but they're trying to make us cry in a cartoon. You can't make us try and cry in a cartoon.
You can't have the Roadrunner can't. Okay, Wile E. Coyote can't fall off the cliff, and then we have to sit there during the wake for Wile E. Coyote for his like family. Okay, yeah. It's just not right.
So then Priscilla's like, don't worry, hon. You have a good family you're entering in, all right? You got two new sisters. Oh, and the last time we touched base, Joey might not be coming. What's going on with that, huh? And which, like you said, she's just like, I'm going to move the plot forward because, listen, as someone who's on these sets all the time, this special sucks. Okay, let me just tell you, right? It's extremely boring. All right.
Priscilla's like, okay, come on, let's get a reaction. Look, we haven't done the eyes yet, so let's get some tears work, okay? So Teresa's like, yeah, he's not coming. And she's like, so your only sibling in the entire world, the only person who shares some DNA with you at the generational level, is not showing up today?
And this is where Gabriella jumps in and is like, I'm punching in for work today. So she's like, I hear my uncle's name, and I think for a day he's not present. He definitely shouldn't be present in our conversation. This is the biggest day of her life. My mom should enjoy her wedding in peace. I was like, well, unfortunately, your mother is enjoying a televised wedding for a show that she causes a lot of drama on with the sibling they're discussing. So if you're going to do this, you're going to need to start screaming and crying about it or get off my screen. And it's like she listened to me. It's like she could hear me from my chair and was like, okay, Ronnie, thanks for the coaching. I'm jumping in.
Gabriella, look, I know what you mean. You want your mom, like his name shouldn't be mentioned and your mom should have like a wedding day in peace. Yes, but like, you know, Priscilla works for her. Priscilla's not asking her those questions unless she knew like Teresa wanted those questions put on TV to highlight for the audience how terrible Joe Gorga was.
Of course.
Teresa is very happy to have that question asked.
Of course. Teresa needs to highlight that she's a complete and total victim at all times, right? So yeah, Priscilla was doing her job. You're
Priscilla
right.
Priscilla was doing, yeah, like Teresa, this is Teresa's piece. Being able to be like,
my only sibling didn't want to be here. I'm the biggest, happiest day of my life.
Like, that is Teresa's piece. That's her love language.
You can't jump on stage because your mom is playing Cinderella and then tell her,
no, don't go back for the shoe. Go back for the shoe.
It's like you're ruining the thing. You don't know what you're doing. And this is...
That's part of the process.
Yes. Go back to your fucking seat. Okay. So dad helps Louie, Jerry Stiller helps Louie with his outfit and is probably pickpocketing him as well, for all we know. And Louie's like, huh, my dad is helping me with my bun and he's tickling my ass at the same time. So Bill comes over and he's like, I'll take over. And he bends down and grabs the bunt and he's like, we don't want those pants to fall off prematurely now, do we?
Snap. Wouldn't want those buttocks, those tight glistening buttocks to be exposed to the air.
So Jen goes, she shows up in the makeup room. She's like, hey, babies. And she's wearing a glitter shirt that says Aiden Plastic Surgery. Which, glad you got your moment to publicize at your friend's wedding. So she's like, hey, can I borrow you for a second, Teresa?
I was just going to wait until you were free, but apparently you're going to be in here for 19 hours getting something attached to your head. So come on, baby.
So she pulls her aside, and she had a little heart made with a picture of her parents in it, like a little necklace charm, which is cute. And she's like,
I just wanted to say I'm real sorry about telling Danielle about this cheating rumor for Melissa, even though you told me to do it. I just feel like I played a part in them not coming, and you're welcome, too.
It's just like it's so shameless, like the faux sorrow that she's expressing, and just how Teresa and Jennifer have acted about this whole rumor. Like, we never wanted this to get out. Ugh, I never should have said it. Oh, and now look at the discord that it has caused. Ugh, I feel so terrible that this rumor about Melissa cheating on her brother.
I mean,
cheating like a little slut.
Just the fact that there was that twist to it, that it's like Melissa already knew the entire time and they just wanted to make sure it was on camera.
Yes.
That she cheated. I mean, just so, it's just so diabolical and hilarious and so ham-handed.
Priscilla pokes her head in. Your only brother not coming to the wedding. Can you believe it? Your only brother.
You're only as happy as the sibling who's being cheated on by his stupid stripper of a wife is.
So Teresa's like, no, it's not your fault. They made their decision, and, you know, like, it's okay. So meanwhile, in the other room, Gabriella's, like, she has been activated. Like, she is ready to go. And she's like, really? They better not be talking about my uncle right now. Don't you mean your sister's only brother who's not here right now, choosing to be with his cheating wife?
And all the girls are in a confessional together. And Gabriella's like, I think it's unfair to my mom that people keep bringing up my uncle to my mom. And Melania's like, yeah, people should know this is a sensitive topic. And he honestly just makes us all really upset. And Jen's like, but I'm sorry, baby. And then she goes, but today's about positive vibes. And then we hear Gabriella having a fucking fit now in the other room going, no, I don't want to hear his name. I don't want to hear. Like, I'm like, what are you, the new Rosie? But I'm so glad that there's like a Rosie next generation.
Well, no, but then there's like also another Rosie, because Melania goes, are you serious? Why is she crying? No, this is when I get pissed off. Okay, why is Gabriella crying? I'm getting pissed off right now.
I don't want to hear his name.
Why is she crying? She's crying. Why is she crying? This one's silent for 10 years. And all of a sudden she gets to cry on my mom's special. No, we all made it back. No one gets to cry. Because if one person cries, we all cry.
So Tree runs out there. It's like, oh my God, we're not talking about anybody, all right? And Jen's like, sorry, I was just trying to give her a gift, girls. And Gabrielle's like, it's a wedding day, Jen. How dare you? She's like, I'm sorry, baby. yes, Teresa's daughter is telling off Jen. Okay, maybe this show hilarious. Could be about Teresa's daughter. So at first I was hesitant, but I'm hopeful now.
You know what? My daughters are, like, very overprotective of me because, like, since Joan left, like, we've only had each other, you know?
And you've also had your only sibling in the entire world who chose not to be here.
Yeah. Thanks, Priscilla. Thanks, Priscilla.
Then we go to what the things on the screen, the stage directions or whatever, say indistinct chatter that sounds like, there he is. So then it's the groomsmen. They're all talking to each other. And Louis has a real creepy friend named Garrett who's like, hey, Louis, you're getting married today. I was like, ooh, back off, Garrett. Fuck. Yeah, weirdo.
It's a creepy ginger. And then Louis like, guys, this is like a real pivotal moment right here. And, you know, this is the blessest I've ever felt. I went back to make sure and to confirm. He said, it's the blessest. This is the blessest. And so the dad's like, we're all happy. I think it's an improvement
because they could have said, it's the most blessedest.
That's true. Yeah. Blessedest.
And Bill goes, yeah, because you found your match. Mm-hmm. And David. Okay, so now David is the brother kind of with Frank Catania voice, which is really weird. Like, he sounds just like, he's like, all right, you know what you got? Mutuality, man. That's what you got. Mutuality.
Mutuality, which is not something someone's ever said about me with a dictionary. So the fact is, you know what? She's a partner who's meeting you here when you are where meeting you where you were so important. I'm sorry. What I was trying to say is, like, you're here, your love is here, and your love is, you need someone to meet you here and here, not here and here. Mutuality.
And then he starts crying. Another fucking shyster in this family with self-help bullshit. This family is a mess. I cannot believe she's marrying into this. And so Louis's like, I love you, man. He's like, I love you, man. And they're all purple and they're all crying now.
Yes.
And David's like, yeah, but I love you with the same level, man. He's like, I love you with the same level, bro. And Louis has like very special crazy eyes where he's like, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Matrimonial crazy eyes.
And weirdo.
Yeah. So then back in the makeup room, Priscilla's like, Tree is going to get married today. Teresa's getting married today. And her only sibling isn't here to see it. And Teresa's like, Lucia came with me when I picked up my headpiece. And I told Lucia, I want hair half up and half down because Louis likes my hair away from my face. And I like my hair close to the ceiling.
Fucking Teresa. So they're getting a ton of hair on Teresa, as we've already all seen in the media.
Yes.
But Lucia's like, this is the biggest project we've ever done, Bambolina. And she's like, yeah, I told her I want it big, you know, like get the crown and then I have to work around the crown. It's got to be real big. And Lucia apparently has like some kind of Marge Simpson fixation. I don't know what it is, but we get the hair reveal and it is hilarious. Marge Simpson style. Humongous leaning tower of pizza. Okay. It's gigantic. Huge.
I actually love it. I think this is like, everyone's like, this is too big. I'm like, you know what? I think it is so perfect. It is so perfect for Teresa for this wedding. I think it was great.
We've also had time to digest this wig. And I have to say, now that I have, it looks normal. By the time I saw it on the show, I was like, that's not so big. What's the big deal? Like, it looks great. But the look on people's face seeing this the first time, oh my God, they're just looking at her like, oh, wow. And Jen's like, it's very appropriate. And she tells us, I'm a team player, so don't treat, but the hair is supposed to be an accent piece, not the main show, baby. Yeah. And Jen's like, so is that a piece? Or is that extensions? Is that your hair? No, it's all her fucking hair. What kind of clog, what kind of drain do you think she has in her shower? Like a city fucking pipe? Come on.
It's like she's been plucking hairs quietly for the past 15 years to shape this wig for a day when she might finally need to use it. So, it's total craziness. So, and it's like $10,000 worth also. Gabriella tells her mom, she goes, it literally looks like a rat's nest. It's like, okay, Gabriella. All right.
Gia goes, I mean, obviously it's big. Like Queen Elizabeth probably has a crown like that.
Yes, I'm sure Queen Elizabeth, this was a look that Queen Elizabeth was really hoping for right before she passed. She was like, it was a deathbed request.
Yeah, you know, Queen Elizabeth, known for her, you know, fucking amazing fashion choices and huge hair. So Therese's like, oh my God, it's like so big. And Dolores goes, would I like it to be a little lower? Yes. But she looks beautiful. Teresa can pull that off. But how do we get this to be a little lower? Just a little lower.
It's very tall. At this point, I'm starting to worry that dog's going to fall down it. You know, there's no railway. I mean, no banister is what I meant to say. Moving on. So Paul arrives, and then Jennifer Fessler. This is the time where people are arriving at the wedding. So we have like lots of Bravo people. So we have Jennifer Fessler, we got Marge, we have Ashley Darby, Danielle and Nate. Danielle's like, oh my God, I am here for Teresa and Louis. Like the way things got out of hand at Paulie's house, like, oh, if I had known that what I would have said would have caused Joe not to go to Teresa's wedding. Oh, I never would have said it.
Literally, yeah, I'm going to avoid all that drama today. Margaret, Jackie, Jen, not here, not now. This is Teresa's day, all right?
So she comes. I have to say, Danielle was the best part of this episode for me. I thought she was fucking hilarious in this episode. I died. I love you.
Love you, Danielle. You're a great addition. I hope you do great. I hope you're on this forever. New generation. Speaking of, here she is, ladies.
So then we see Chanel Ayan is there, and then Jackie, and then Dorinda. Dorinda shows up. You better back it up, wedding. And of course, hi, it's Jill Zarin. And she like... I love Jill and Margaret's banter. I was like, why have we not seen these two together? Because Jill's like, you look like you lost weight. This is a good way for you. Oh, yeah? Well, yeah, you like this weight. Well, you know what? Like I told my mom, like this is the weight that I'm going for. Well, it looks good on you. Thank you. It looks good. You know, you look beautiful too. You look gorgeous. You look gorgeous. Yeah, I'm gorgeous. You're good. We're both gorgeous.
You know, I told my senior not to come because Melissa's mom isn't here. And you know what? It's just going to be uncomfortable, the whole thing. So I said, Ma, stay home, you know. And then she tells us, I want this all to be about Teresa and Louie, of course. But on the other hand, poor Melissa and Joe feel very betrayed. It's shocking, it's devastating, and I have a hard time wrapping my head around it. I just can't. Margaret, no, bad. Don't come on here and start drama at somebody's wedding. No.
Stay.
Not cool. Stay. Margaret had a bad episode this episode. I was like, I agree. Oh, no.
Well, it's more like, it's like she took on too much for Melissa and Joe. Like, she should have just gone and had fun at the wedding because it was a big wedding. Everyone was there. Like, all the Bravo people were there. Go and party till the night's over.
Bringing the negativity from Melissa and Joe's not cool. I didn't like it at all. And I get that she's friends with Melissa, but Melissa sucks. And she's currently online while this is all happening, taunting Teresa and being a complete dick with her husband, Joe. So I think that makes it even worse. And you know Marge is attached to that fucking phone, so she knows all this is going on. It's like, it's gross. Not a good move.
I just think, I don't care if she talks about Melissa at the wedding. I just think that she shouldn't have left early out of some sort of loyalty to Melissa. I think that's stupid.
So, well, it's the whole bringing the drama around to everybody. Like, can you believe this is going on? What are we going to do about this? It's Teresa and Joe and Nina. And it's like, don't even bring it to the door, you know? And then we noticed that there are showgirls everywhere. And yeah. I was like, wow.
What's like fan dancers? It's like there's like guys in top hats. Like, nothing really made sense.
Yeah, it's like real Will Rogers follies. I was like, what is going on? So now the guests go outside for the ceremony, and it's super hot outside. It's like 100 degrees. And Teresa's taking forever, of course. And Gia's zipping up her dress. And she's like, my fingers are in your ass. Just saying, Ma.
Yeah. And Danielle's like, oh, my God, it's like a million degrees in here. Everyone is sweating, you know, like my makeup is run, and you can already tell the Giacchinis and Hujinis and Bellinis and Paninis are all dripping right now.
And Marge is like, everyone has Spanx on. We're going to smell like swamp ass. Okay. No. Not good. Okay. Not good.
Yeah, and we see Phaedra Parks there, and then Dorinda's sitting with Chanel, and she's like, hey, so it's hot. I heard Dubai is a lot like this, yeah? Is this what Dubai is like New Jersey?
So now it's time for the ceremony. And then we get a card, because of course it's another segment. You're invited to the bridal ceremony. Guys, the audience is lucky. We got invited to every event.
I know, so we got on the list.
Louis walks down, and Marge pretends to cry. Which is so funny how she pretends, because she just like kind of hits her eye with her finger. She's like, oh my God, there's something coming to my eye. All right, I got it. Oh God, it's another one. It's like inside, it's like flies inside my, wet flies trying to come out. Got another one.
He looks good. This is where Margaret is now calling everything gorgeous. You know what? He looks gorgeous. And you know what? They look gorgeous too. And by the way, you look gorgeous. Oh, look at these trees. Gorgeous. Everything here is just absolutely gorgeous right now.
And Louis is also complimenting everything as he walks down the aisle. He's like, oh, look at this. Look at this pathway. It's gorgeous. Great job. Great job on the pathway. Oh, hey, Bob. Hey, yeah. I know that guy from college. Okay. Yeah. What are you, my sister? Veronica? Hey, Veronica. You're beautiful. A good sister. Beautiful. Thank you for having me. You look beautiful, Veronica. Girls, beautiful. Bridesmaids, you look beautiful.
Beautiful.
You look beautiful. All of you look beautiful.
Let's get. And I'm sincere because I'm doing prayer hands when I do it. Beautiful. You look beautiful. Beautiful, thank you. Oh, beautiful.
Oh, yeah,
beautiful.
He's doing his blessed gorgeous. Hands.
Beautiful. Like,
oh, gorgeous. Yes.
Beautiful. Gorgeous. Beautiful.
So then they play Ave Maria, which, is that a wedding song?
You know, I don't know. I don't know when Ave Maria is supposed to. I thought Ave Maria is supposed to be used when doves are flying in slow motion and people are shooting guns.
Okay, I'm looking up. Is Ave Maria a wedding or a funeral song? I've heard it at funerals. Ave Maria, which is translated from Latin to mean Hail Mary, is a popular funeral choice. It was written by Franz Schubert in 1825. That's some funny shit. And it's on the list of 11 popular funeral hymns and songs for religious services.
Coming in at number one on most popular funeral hits, Ave Maria!
No, that was the first answer. There also is a follow-up on another article from Busted Halo, which I think is funny for this conversation.
I can see.
Is Ave Maria appropriate for a wedding? The song Ave Maria is a popular choice for Catholic weddings and is liturgically appropriate to include it if the couple chooses to do so. So there we go.
There it is.
But it's still funny that the very first thing is like the most popular funeral songs of all time.
You know,
Teresa's wedding song to a scam artist.
It's a huge bop at funerals. And you know, as long as we are here talking about things, I have to say Teresa's hair, her old look, what cracks me up is that she literally looks like a board game. She literally looks like a board game cover right now. Because look at this ridiculousness. Of course, I can't bring it up right now. Her hair looks like a little cartoon. Look at that. That is Teresa. It is
that's
cover.
Too small. That hair is actually small.
I take it back. I take
similar.
It back.
Similar Grecian vibe, but wow, Teresa's is even bigger. Look
she's
at the picture
bigger
behind
than
you on
a
your
cartoony,
head.
She's bigger than a cartoony board game cover. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Okay, so they get to the wedding. They've written their own vows, which are about as deep as you'd think. And as she walks down, Marge is like, oh my God. If she gets closer to me, that hair gets bigger and bigger. I'm just waiting for the doves to fly out of there. I mean, what else could she be packing in that hair? Jesus Christ, what is it? Danny DeVito going to come out of there for a special performance? I mean, Jesus Christ.
I think we now know where all the pizza ovens are. They're just in her hair. So Danielle's like, well, you know the saying, the higher the hair. Well, this is the closer the God. Wow, God is looking up to her at this point. He's like, whoa, look up. What's going on up there?
So then we get to God, that was so funny. I love her. I think she's doing so good. So Louie's like, yeah, her hair is up there in the air, like 3 feet. That's what she wanted. And that's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's what she wants. So then Veronica does her, you know, it's all very generic, I have to say. You know, it's not like, oh my God, you know what? When the first date, when you asked me for my iCloud password, and then you asked if you could be on my Find My Friends, that was the nicest thing you ever did for me. But then from now on, you always knew where I was, and you always showed up there, angry with me, thinking I was cheating on you. It's so romantic. I was expecting something, but it's like, you're a woman. I'm a man. I love you. You love me. Let's get married. It's like,
yeah, it was very, very generic. The vows were extremely generic. And Veronica, she's like, well, I want to welcome you all because I cannot think of two other people more suited for each other than Louis and Teresa. And I was like, I don't think she meant that in a positive way. I think she meant, please welcome two idiots getting married and joining themselves in idiotic matrimony.
Yeah, she tried to make some jokes because it's Veronica, but they didn't really go over. So then we are invited to the reception. Okay, so at first it's kind of normal. Okay, so Marge tries it. So she's with Jackie and Fessler, and they're talking about how beautiful she was, how gorgeous, and Louis was so emotional, and Fessler's like, oh yeah? Well, he had Margaret to compete with, didn't he? I mean, it was you and Louis crying in the whole wedding. And Margaret's like, yeah, the only one crying was me and Louis, and you know why? Because she's Joe's sister, and all I could think of, we're here, and they're not here. I mean, so how can I feel as happy as we should feel? I don't feel good dancing the night away while Melissa and Joe, while they're home being upset. I was like, they're home having a fucking party making Instagrams about how Teresa's never their family anyway. Yeah. And they choose their own family and this and that. Bad move. And good move, though, to Fessler and Jackie, who did not play along with this at all. And I really like
Margaret,
that.
Stop it. This is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, don't hitch your ride to any of these people, okay? Because you're going to get burned at the end. Come on. And so she's like, you know what? I don't want to talk about it. Okay, let's have a good time. Let's have a good time. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Everything's gorgeous, okay? Also, then meanwhile, while this is happening, Teresa's like in the chapel taking photos. And she has, for her wedding outfit, she has like lace gloves that are like integrated into her dress. And she's like, oh my God, Veronica, I forgot to take my glove off with the ring, Veronica. Veronica's like, and?
It's a glove. I didn't take my glove off. Isn't that funny, Veronica?
She's, you know, Veronica's like, oh God, it's the next 50 years of my life dealing with this lady in my family.
Then we get a cameo from the Gold Crackle Papas.
the trailer.
Oh my God, I love Nicole Greco Pappas. Like, why
comes
why
up to Dolores and Fall, and she's like, "All I saw was you and the lace and her classiness. Did you pick this one out? Hey, let me say something right fucking now.
Am I going to a wedding right next year? Because I got to get the dress now. These arms are big. All right, let me know. Let a Pepper know."
Dolores, come on. Yeah, give your girl Pepper. Give her a heads up, because this, what I'm wearing right now is so fucking gorgeous that if I'm not wearing something as fucking gorgeous as this fucking piece of shit that I'm wearing right now, I don't know if I can even show up at your wedding. So give me a heads up, okay? Do a girl solid, okay?
So then everyone's changing, and Teresa and Louis go in the elevator. He's like,
can we have sex before we go back?
So gross. We know your penis works, Louis. Okay? Fucking weirdo. So then Marge and... No, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, I love Dorinda being so puzzled by this wedding. She's like, wait a second. Like, how do we eat all this food and then we still have to have dinner? How are you going to do that? What's your humor? I've already had 10 appetizers and the 3 lobsters. What's going on? And Marge goes, it's Italian. Okay, Italians like to eat. I don't think you've ever been to an Italian wedding before.
Yeah, Dorinda's confused by everything in this wedding. It was pretty funny. And she's like criticizing it in little ways. Like when the strippers start coming out, she goes, gotta love a Jersey wedding. Because yeah. They all have strippers in them, you know.
Yep.
So Marge is talking to Dolores, and now Marge is not taking the hint here. And so they're like, you look gorgeous. So she's like, you know what? I'm going to watch him walk in. And then I think I'm going to slip out. She's like, really? I love Margaret. She's a friend of mine. But today's about Teresa, you know? Like, there's always next week. You can always do this next week. And then the headlines start popping up on everybody's phone across the wedding. Fester sees it first. And we know because we see this. And then Jen sees it, and headlines start splashing all over the screen. Melissa slams Teresa. Disrespectful. Unapologetic. Melissa and Joe Gorga, unbothered and unapologetic, an hour away from Teresa Giudice's wedding site. Boo-hoo. Daily Mail, Lisa Vanderpump. I mean, social media.
Yeah, we see those famous Instagram stories of them, like, at the, like, swimming in a pool, be like, this is what real family's like. So then Jen is like, you can't just let her have a happy day, can you? It's already bad enough that she doesn't have her one last family member by her side, but he's bashing her on social media. This is supposed to be the happiest day of her life. She can't see these posts. What happens if she sees this post, baby?
And then upstairs, Louis sees it while he's waiting for Teresa to get dressed. And he's like, oh my gosh, Rosanna, if these fucking people put out one more message on social media, I swear to God, I'm going to fucking bury them so bad, Rosanna. I'm going to fucking bury them. And then I guess he tells the cameraman to go away. So the cameraman puts the camera on the ground and is so shady. I love it. And Louis just goes on. If he puts out one more, I swear to God, I'm going to, for him not to come, that's fucked up. Her parents would go crazy if they saw this. I'm going to bury them with this.
Rosanna's like, you can't let them get to you. Okay, here's what you do. We're going to send Nicole Greco Pepis down there, and she'll take care of business. Okay? I'm on top of it. Rosanna, out!
So then it's the reception dancing part, and Teresa comes out. And she's like, well, Louis, babe! And he's like, come on. Can we just go down? Can we go down to our wedding?
And she's like, all right, come on.
Because he's not going to tell her why he's so stressed. It's Joe and Melissa's behavior. So we go downstairs, and there's like a burlesque dancer doing backbends on...
There's all sorts of stuff. And Teresa's like, yeah, I want my wedding to be sexy and hot. I want, like, lots of people be sexy. And then there's, like, a girl sitting in a martini glass, like an oversized martini glass with a girl in it. And Teresa told her wedding planner, she's like, yeah, I said, like, wear as less clothes as possible. I want everyone to look like Melissa Gorga on the pole, you know?
Yeah, don't tell me Melissa wasn't invited. She's all over this place, all right?
And Danielle's like,
I'm like, wow, there's a titty lady in front of me looking at you like, I feel like I should put more money in the card, actually. All right, I want to go fish my envelope because I need to put more money in there.
So then Louis and Teresa are having their dance, and Melania's like, Mom and Louis' first dance was literally the most beautiful thing I ever saw. Like, we got to get Melania out of the house more then.
Yeah, poor Melania. By the way, Marge slips out, and she takes Fessler with her, which is
shitty. I felt bad for Fessler. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Fessler, get an Uber. You know?
That's what I'm saying.
I think she's still in her first season that Marge brought her on, so she feels like, okay, I've got to go with Marge. You know, it's the Jersey rule. If I rode with you, I got to go home with you. So,
but by the way, I do have to say, I don't generally look down on people who sneak out of weddings because, you know what, there's like a lot of value in doing that because, you know, after a certain point, like, you just got to get out of a wedding. But in this, the context of her doing it, I did not approve.
Well, this is coming, doing something on national TV in front of cameras that's purposely like, I don't approve of how you treated Melissa and Joe, and this is me acting out on it on your wedding. You know, it's just not cool. I don't like it. And she's going to get it for this because Teresa never lets anything go. So we'll see what this turns into.
Reunion will be bad.
Yeah. Louis will probably call the actual whale that sued Marge in the first place and start some shit. Yeah. Who knows what he's going to do?
Have Bo Diddle on it. So there's a wedding. They're all just like happy with the first dance. And then like, oh, Olivia's there. And Olivia's like crying, watching it. She's so cute.
She's like, I worked so hard for this moment, baby. The relationship therapist.
I'm a love therapist, baby.
This and is the goal, baby. This is the goal. I'm an eagle.
There's just like more wedding stuff. There's like a million cameos. I haven't even talked about it. Kenya's there. Lonnie Love is there. Alexia is there. I mean, there's just like so many.
There's a sword swallower. And Bill gets like an immediate boner. So Jen just looks at the sword swallower and then looks at us like, what the fuck is going on, baby? And Gia's just deadpan. Okay, so the daughters give speeches. Louis, they're, you know, like, Ma wasn't married, but now Ma's married. Don't mention Joe. It's like, beautiful speeches, girls.
Adriana is 12 and she looks like she's 25. It's like really blowing my mind.
Yeah. And then Louis does a speech, and he's like, I like to see our blended family grow, and I can't wait for us to be grandparents. And Teresa's like,
not yet, all right, we got time for that model.
And then they kiss each other, and they call each other cute, and they just kiss each other and kiss each other. And I just wrote, please end. And that's my last note.
And it did end. And then we saw a preview for what looks to be such an incredibly toxic reunion that it'll be, it's going to be a great June for Bravo and toxic reunions. It's just going to be insane.
There's a lot of negativity coming up, guys. So I just want to start it with some positivity. Love Teresa's bob. Love it. It is so cute. Her hair is so cute.
I liked it too. I thought it was a great
look. It's the best it's looked in years. I think it's really cute. Otherwise, wow, looks super fun. I'm glad that Melissa's dropped the act. That's nice. I'm glad we're getting season one Melissa back. Well, Melissa's first season, not season one, obviously. But when Melissa first came on at the christening and was just vile, and Teresa's like, hi, I just wanted to say hi to fuck you. Get away from us. You suck. I'm glad that they're back because I think that they would have been entertaining all this time if Melissa had really not been faking it. So welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. Looking forward to these reunions.
What did Dolores say?
Welcome back, scumbag.
Welcome back, scumbag. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So that'll be next week. In the meantime, if you want this video, go to Patreon's Crappin' On Demand for us. That's us. Hi. And thank you to everybody who's here. And get your free videos over on YouTube. Go become a member. Also, you know what? We love you. Go get tickets for our live shows. You do that over at patreon.com. I mean, WatchWhatCrappens.com. That's our website. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas. Jamie. She has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ruru LaRue.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.